My earliest memory of celebrating Chinese New Year, I would have to say when I was a little girl, possibly about 5 or 6 years old, when I was in Hong Kong. And my vague memory there as a six-year-old girl is really cold winter. The Chinese New Year in Hong Kong was really cold. And I'm always rugged up in these happy coats, and you feel like a little Michelin girl running around, all tightly rugged up. And I can't play because the clothes are just so restricted and it's freezing cold.
Across the country, Chinese Australians like Daphne Fung from Toowoomba are preparing to celebrate Chinese New Year, the year of the goat.
The only sort of memory that I have with celebration for Chinese New Year is lots of noise, lots of people, and red envelopes called lei si.
To a young Daphne, Chinese New Year traditions made little sense to her five-year-old mind.
As a youngster, I could not figure out why I kept receiving these same presents from my aunties and uncles, and I would say to them, no thank you, because I've already got one. And I get into trouble with mum and dad because it is such an offence to say no to all these lucky red envelopes. And I couldn't understand that, so that sort of sticks in my memory, that I always get in trouble by saying no instead of graciously accepting it.
Later, Daphne and her family moved from Hong Kong to Townsville.
When I left Hong Kong at the age of about 7, we lived in Townsville up North Queensland. The memories there compared to, say, Hong Kong or Chinese New Year is the other end of the spectrum. Heat, humidity, because towns were just so hot and we were just barely running around in a singlet and a pair of shorts and no shoes and socks. Chinese New Year at home growing up in Townsville was very much the same. Lots of fussing around with cooking and organising for this big dinner that was coming up for Chinese New Year.
Family is central to Daphne's Chinese New Year celebrations. She's called Toowoomba home for more than 20 years and she's brought her culture to the community, practicing acupuncture and traditional Chinese medicine. Daphne, how do you celebrate Chinese New Year now as an adult here in Toowoomba? Have you developed any traditions of your own with the community that live here?
My celebration of Chinese New Year now that I'm living here in Toowoomba, and it's built within me growing up with the tradition and custom so much, is the first thing I always remember. Chinese New Year means phone home no matter where you are.
Compared to her early days growing up in Queensland, Daphne's family have been able to stay connected thanks to technology.
You see, Chinese New Year expands over a period of 10-day celebration. It's not just a midnight and it's over, it's 10 days. So within those 10 days, it's designed for you at some stage to see and contact your family. The ones who can come will come from the coast. The one who can't come from overseas, we link now through Skype, and she rings and talks to my mother through Skype when we have dinner and so forth. So it's a very close-knit affair when it comes to Chinese New Year.